弟兄姐妹好。
Brothers and sisters, good.
好，我们再有一次祷告。
And let's have more prayers.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你不单单把你的话赐给我们，你也把你的灵赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we have to thank you. Not only you give us the word, but you also give us your spirit.
赐人智慧和启示的灵，把你的话解开的时候，就能够带我们进入一切的真理。
The spirit open up your word so that we can brought us into your reality.
就能够使余万人有智慧。
So that we have the wisdom.
就能够带进主你自己的同在。
That we can be with you.
就能够把我们带到你面前，让我们能够真实的来遇见你，能够真实的。
Bring us in front of you so that we can be with you, so that we can be touched by you.
主，我们再次把自己交在你的手中。
We put ourselves onto your hand.
主，愿我们的耳朵都被你自己所开通。
May our ears opened by you.
让我们的心也被你自己所预备。
That our heart is prepared by you.
使你可以向我们说话。
So that you can speak to us.
使我们可以听见你的话。
So that we can hear your word.
使你的话真实的能够成为我们生命的供应。
So that your word can become our provision.
能够帮助我们
can help us,
可以改变我们
can change us,
让我们能够更多的像你自己
so that we can be more like you,
让我们在地上可以成为主你自己荣耀的见证
so that we can be the testimony for your glorious in the earth,
使你的旨意可以得到成就
so that your will can be accomplished,
使你的名可以得到彰显和荣耀
so that your name can be manifested and glorified,
让我们把一切荣耀颂赞都归给你
We give all the thanks and glory to you.
因为你就是配的
Because you are worthy.
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 大家看我一会儿戴眼镜，一会儿戴眼镜，不要被搅扰哈，因为我也是迫不得已。
I hope you will not be disturbed by me taking off my glass and putting it back on from time to time.
我要是不戴眼镜呢，就看不清讲稿。
Because if I don't look, put on my glasses, I cannot see my notes.
我戴上眼镜看大家，我就会头昏。
But if I put on my glasses to look at you, I will get dizzy.
所以我不得不很忙的，一会儿戴上，一会儿摘下来。
So I become very busy taking it off and on.
好，今天呢，我想跟大家分享的题目就是思想摩西。
Today I want to share with you about thinking of considering Moses.
因为摩西是圣经当中一个非常非常重要的人物。
Because Moses is an important person in the Bible.
我们知道他的一生非常的多姿多彩。
We know he has a colorful life.
波澜壮阔。
And he has a lot of troubles.
他一共活了120岁。
He lived till 120 years old.
从生下来到40岁，这40年呢，他是在埃及的皇宫里面做王子。
The first 40 years he was after he was born, he is a prince in Egypt.
享尽了一切的荣华和富贵。
He enjoyed all the riches.
他也学了世上各样的学问。
And he had all the knowledges from the world.
到40岁那一年，他起意要看他的弟兄。
At his age of 40, he wants to be with his brothers.
他宁肯跟神的百姓受苦，也不愿意活在埃及的罪里。
He was willing to suffer with his people rather than become rather than staying as prince.
他因为打死了一个埃及人，因为害怕法老，所以呢，他就从皇宫里面逃到了旷野。
Because he killed an Egyptian, so then because he was afraid of being caught, then he ran to the desert.
在沙漠里面牧羊
At the desert, he became a shepherd.
一下子又是40年
And become, that passed another 40 years.
到他80岁的时候
When he was 80 years old.
耶和华神在燃烧的荆棘之中向他显现
Jehovah God appeared to him in this burning bush.
吩咐他将神的子民就是以色列人从埃及带出来
And order him to take the Israelites, his people, out of Egypt.
不再做法老的奴隶。
So that they would not continue to be slaves of the Pharaoh.
他就带着以色列人在旷野一直流浪流浪漂流了40年。
He led the Israelites in the desert for another 40 years in the desert.
在以色列人终于要进入迦南的时候。
When eventually the Israelites are ready to enter into the Canaan.
神把他接走。
The God took him away.
在这120年里面
In this 120 years,
神借着摩西的手行了许多许多的神迹奇事，做了非常非常大的事情。
through Moses' hand, God has performed a lot of miracles and wonders.
在他一生的经历里面,
in his whole life,
如果有一件事情最重要的话,
if the most important thing to him,
还不是神借着他在埃及降了十个灾难,
not that God through him passed the 10 disasters on Egypt,
也不是呢, 他带着埃及人过了红海,
and also not that he led the Israelites past the Red Sea.
最重要的经历乃是神把他招待西乃山上,
but the most important experience is God called him to the Mount Sinai.
80天向他显现,
80 days appeared in front of him.
只有神和摩西,
only God and Moses.
神在这一段时间把他的律法,
in this period of time, God gave Moses the law.
然后借着摩西呢,
and through Moses, it passed on to the Israelites.
所以在圣经当中, 旧约的前面五卷书, 叫做摩西五经,
so in the book of in the Bibles, the first five books written by Moses are Pentateuch.
这是摩西一生当中最最重要的经历.
This is the most important experience of Moses.
摩西他有很多的身份,
he has a lot of position.
他最重要的身份就是先知,
the most important position he is the prophet.
就是神呢, 借着他把神的律法, 神的话赐给以色列百姓,
that is through him God passed the word through him to the Israelites.
所以约翰告诉我们说, 在约翰福音里面1章17节说, 律法是借着,
and therefore in the book of John chapter 1 verse 17 it says, for the law was given through Moses.
所以呢摩西从他先知这个身份, 我们就知道他是一个传递神话语, 传递从神而来的信息的人,
so as a prophet he is passing the word of God.
神的律法是神向人所说的话,
the law is what God wants to say to his people.
是神给人的启示,
it's a revelation to people from God.
所以摩西作为先知, 作为神话语传递的人的, 这个角色, 他的责任, 非常非常的重大。
So Moses as the prophet, as the messenger of God's word, is an important position.
当我思想, 为什么摩西能够成为一个先知, 能够成为一个传递神话语的人的时候,
when I'm thinking why Moses is the person who qualified to be the messenger,
我首先想到的是我们人是非常非常不可靠的,
at first I'm thinking that us are very unreliable.
如果叫我们去传话, 或者你请别人为你传话,
if we are passing word or we ask people to pass our word,
我们知道常常会 很让人担心或者很让我们担心,
we know that it always bother people to worry,
因为我们传的信息会不准确,
because the message we pass on may not be accurate.
下面这张图哈, 不知道大家能不能看清,
the next picture that I'm sharing here, I don't know if you can see it clearly.
如果你学过计算机里面有一项, 有一门课叫做软件工程的话,
if you learn about computer science,
it's a class for software engineering.
Software engineer.
那里面这个图哈, 就是讲这个这门课或者这门学问的重要性.
And this diagram expresses the importance of this class.
第一个图哈, 上面, 左边的第一个图是什么呢? 这个是, 这个 project sponsor, 就是出钱哈, 来, suppose 一个 project 他给的要求, 他画出来, 就说我们需要呢, 一个产品, 这个产品应该做成这样,
the left top picture shows the final product that they are projecting,
是一棵树, 然后呢, 树杈上面呢, 要挂一个像秋千还是什么样的东西, 有, 有绳子, 有三块板, 就说我们他就, 这是从这个 project sponsor 啊, 发出来的要求, 根据客户的要求说, 客户要求我们做这样一个产品,
so if a client requested a tree with a swing with three boards hanging there,
好, 然后经过大家讨论之后呢, 要把它具体化, 具体化之后呢, 下面就有一个叫做 project request, 这个 project request 就是画出来的上边的第二个图,
So the top second right picture shows that after discussing by the software engineer, and then they are going to draw the first diagram.
第二,
second diagram.
所以从第一个到第二个，大家发现已经有些变形了。
So you will see that there is changes from the first diagram to the second.
第三个图呢，是经过资深的 analyst 分析员，他们分析之后，再根据第二个的要求，他们说，哦，我们呢要传给下一步的时候，我们要做的，所要求的是这样一个产品。
So the second row left diagram is after another senior analyst study, and then they decided that they have to change it in order to pass on to the next level.
第四个图是什么？第四个图是终于到我们这些编程的人手里了，我们把它做出来，按照我们拿到的要求，我们所做出来产品变成这个样子。Then
the second row right picture shows that the programmer is going to make it look like this.
然后呢，最下面那个最下面那行，左边这个图呢，是把我们的产品送到用户手里面，用户按照各种要求去安装，安装完了之后就变成这样。And
the bottom left picture shows that how the user is going to use our program and make it like that.
右下角最后那个图是什么？And
then what is the last picture?
这是用户想要的。And
what is the user's want?
这是用户最初起初他们所要的产品。And
this is the original desire from users.
所以你看，人传递信息的时候就是这样一步一步一步，一些信息丢失了，一些信息扭曲了，最后呢，搞出来一个东西跟用户最早所要的是完全不一样。So
you see, step by step, everything got changed, and then by the time the end product is different with the original thought.
这都是做电脑的人搞的。This
is by the programmers.
这是所谓最有逻辑、头脑最清楚、最能够分析事情的人做出来的东西。This
is the product made by the programmers who has the most best logic.
告诉我们说，人不可靠。So
this is to tell you that man is not trustworthy.
神的话这么重要。God's
word is so important.
主耶稣说。 律法的一点一划都不能废去。Lord Jesus
says that the law cannot be changed a stroke.
所以作为一个先知传递神话语的人，一句话都不能错，一个字都不能错，一个标点符号都不能错。So
as the prophet, the messenger of God, he cannot change any word or any punctuation.
那么在摩西的身上，到底是有哪些素质让神就选中他，一定要摩西来传递他的话？
So what type of qualification that Moses has so that God chose him but not anyone else?
当我们大家一起来思想这个题目的时候，我们会发现这样一个人需要具备许多许多的条件。And
we are thinking about this, then we can see that this person has to qualify a lot.
他必须是一个认识神的人，比方说。He
must be someone who knows God.
他必须是一个认识神道路的人。
And he must know the way of God.
他必须是一个爱神的人。
And he must be loving God.
他必须是经历过神的人。
And he must have experienced God.
有许多许多。
A lot of prerequisites.
那今天我想分享的是两点。
And today I just want to share 2 points.
第一点是这个人与神的关系。
First is the relationship with God.
第二点呢是 他对神的忠心。Second
is his faithfulness to God.
这是当我来思想摩西的时候所看见的两个非常重要的点。This
is when I'm thinking about Moses. These are the 2 main points I thought of.
我们先来看第一点。The
first point.
就是呢，我们跟神的关系。That
is the relationship of us with God.
读圣经，读出埃及记和民数记的时候。Reading
the Bible, the book of Exodus and Numbers.
我们发现呢，摩西和神的之间的关系是非常非常的密切。We
can see the close relationship that Moses has with God.
非常的不一般，非常的令人羡慕。Very
abnormal and something envious to every one of us.
在当时几百万的以色列人当中，甚至在他之前在之后，你很难找到有一个人他跟神的关系像摩西这样的密切。And
tens thousands of Israelite, only Moses, and not before him and not after him, that we can find someone with such a good relationship with God.
在出埃及记里面,
in the book of Exodus.
以色列人离开埃及三个月之后，
Three months after Israelites left Egypt,
来到了西乃山。
They came to the Mount Sinai.
他们在那里呢，神吩咐摩西告诉以色列人，他们在那里要预备来见神。
God, through Moses, told the people that they have to prepare to meet God.
也就是呢，神叫之所以叫摩西把以色列人带到西乃山呢，是因为呢，神在西乃山要来，乃是让以色列人在西乃山来与他相遇。
So the reason that God led Moses led the people to Mount Sinai is so that God can meet the people.
为了遇见神。
And for the purpose of meeting God.
以色列人他们先自己等候了两天，再用两天的时间来洁净自己。
Israelites used 2 days to clean themselves.
到了第三天，
The third day,
他们来到西乃山的脚下。
They came to the foot of Mount Sinai.
他们看见什么呢？
They saw God.
他们看见一幅非常非常令他们畏惧的图景象。
They saw a very frightening pictures in front of them.
整个西乃山
The whole Mount Sinai
都被厚厚的乌云所遮盖
It was covered by thick cloud
山上呢有雷鸣有闪电
On the mountain there is thunder and lightning
而且呢有由远而近的越来越响的脚声
And there is this sound of hornsComing from a distance.
整个西乃山地动山摇，整个山就像冒烟一样。
The whole Mount Sinai was like erupting.
以色列人所站的地都在震动。
The land that they were standing by the foot is shaking.
他们被这样一幅景象，他们在这种情形里面，他们的心非常非常的畏惧。
They were so frightened.
在这个时候，神从天上向他们讲话。
And at this time, God appeared in the sky.
神向所有以色列人讲的这一段话，就是呢，我们圣经当中的十诫。
And God spoke to the Israelite, which is the Ten Commandments.
这些百姓他们能够听见神说话的声音。
That these people can hear the Lord spoken.
但是呢，却看不见说话的耶和华神。
But they couldn't see the Lord who spoke.
在这种情形之中，如果是我们，如果是你，
so、
会不会害怕
？If it's you and I standing in front of this scene, would you be afraid?
以色列百姓当时非常非常的惧怕。
Israelite people were so frightened.
所以当声音停止之后呢，这些百姓就求告摩西说：“摩西呀、啊，摩西。”
So when the noise stopped, they were begging Moses.
说这个太可怕了。
They were saying this is so frightening.
你说好不好？你代替我们去。
Can you please represent us to go?
所以你成为我们的中保，使我们呢就不必再这样的惧怕听神的说话。
You become our middle person so that you can hear the word so that we will not be frightened.
从此之后呢，就只有摩西他能够挨近，在挨近神的幽暗之处来听神说话。
From there on, only Moses can be in person to speak to God.
只有他能够听见神继续颁布的律法。
And only Moses can hear the law that God gave.
在那段时间，摩西从神所接受的，就是叫做在圣经当中叫做约书在圣经当中记载下来，一共超过三章。
And those are the three chapters that was recorded in the Bible, what God spoke to Moses.
让我们看到摩西跟神的关系非常非常的亲密。
And this shows the close relationship that Moses has with God.
当以色列百姓都惧怕神的时候，
When the Israelite people were afraid of God,
摩西却可以到神的面前去。
Moses can be in front of God.
我们教会有一位弟兄。
We have a brother in church.
他父亲呢是电力公司的总经理。
His father is a general manager of an electrical company.
手下曾经管过几百个人，两三百号人。
He has more than 200-300 subordinates.
他做事非常的严格，很严肃，做事有板有眼，从来据说不走后门。
He is a very serious person and he never gets do any shortcut.
所以单位的员工看到他都非常紧张，都非常的怕。
So when all the subordinates met him, they were all very serious and frightened.
但是有一个人不怕。
But there is one person who is not afraid.
就是我们这个弟兄。
And that is our brother.
他小时候去他爸爸的办公室跑进跑出，从来都不管门卫的。
There is this boy who went into his father's office and never be afraid.
门卫也从来不管他的。
And his door is never closed.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这位弟兄知道他的父亲是谁，因为他知道这位总经理是谁。
Because he knows who is this general manager.
是他的父亲。
That is his father.
这个是我很多年以前这个弟兄在我们教会讲到的时候分享的。
This is a sharing from a brother who were in our church a long time ago.
对，我不讲他的名字，大家如果想要知道是谁，就到网站上去找。
I'm not going to mention his name, but you can find out from our website.
所以我们跟神的关系
，so our relationship with God
是非常非常的非常非常的重要。
It's very important.
摩西因为跟神的亲密的关系
，because of the close relationship Moses has with God，
所以他可以常常来到神的面前。
So he can come before the Lord all the time.
他可以听见神对他说话。
He can hear Lord speaking.
他可以把神的话。带给以色列的百姓。
He can bring the word of God to the Israelites.
这是他们到西乃山第三天的事情。
This is the third day after they went to Mount Sinai.
第四天。
The fourth day.
是神跟以色列人立约的日子。
Is the covenant day that God made with the Israelites.
从那天，神跟以色列人立了约，以色列人也跟神立了约。他们呢就成为神的百姓。
From that day on, there was this covenant between God and the Israelites, so Israelites become the people of God.
立约的仪式结束之后
，After the covenant,
神呼召摩西上山。
God called Moses to come up to the Mount Sinai.
摩西只带了约书亚跟他一起同去。
Moses only brought Joshua with him.
头六天呢？摩西和约书亚是停在半山腰。
The first 6 days, Moses and Joshua stayed in the middle of the Mount Sinai.
等候神来呼唤他。
To wait for God's calling.
到第七天，神呼唤摩西单独上山。
The seventh day, God called Moses to go up to the mount alone.
然后在山上40天的时间。
On the top of the mountain for 40 days.
神与摩西。二人的世界单独的相处。
God was staying alone with Moses for that 40 days.
是在这一段时间呢，神也将十诫刻在两块石板上。
In this period of time, God gave Moses the two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
到第四十天的时候，神告诉摩西说
，On the 40th day, God told Moses.
以色列百姓犯了罪。
The Israelites sinned against me.
他们拜金牛犊。
They
worship.
They worship idol, and he called Moses to go down.
摩西下山办理了以色列人犯罪的事情之后。
After Moses rebuked the Israelites.
神再次召摩西上山。
God called Moses to go up to the mountain again.
这一去呢，又是四十天。
And that trip was another 40 days.
神继续呢向摩西启示他的律法。
God continued to reveal his law to Moses.
所以这一段经历
，In this period of time,
对摩西非常非常的宝贵，是他一生当中最最重要的80天。
It's the most important experience to Moses, this 80 days.
这八十天里面，在西奈山的山顶，没有别人，只有神。只有摩西。
In these 80 days, there is no one else but God and Moses.
神在这段时间里面预备了摩西。
In this period of time, God has prepared Moses.
让摩西能够真真实实的来经历神，来认识神，使他预备他，使他呢可以担当带领以色列人到迦南的重任。
So that Moses is well prepared and know Lord, so that he can lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
也告诉我们说。摩西跟神的关系非常非常的密切。这八十天，我们可以想象，摩西非常非常享受 神的同在。
And it also revealed the close relationship God with Moses, that Moses can enjoy God in these 80 days.
我在国内工作的时候
，When I was working in China，
有一次呢，和我们系里面的一个领导，一个系里面党总支副书记一起去出差。
There was one time I went on a trip with my boss.
Okay. In department.
In my department.
这一次时间不长，大概四五天。
I went on with the department head for 4 or 5 days.
问题是呢，我们俩到哪里都得在一起，吃饭得在一起，出去，我们是出去做调查吧，就是到不同的单位，我们都得。跟遇见的人的是谈话的时候我们得在一起然后睡觉还得在一个房间里面
We went out to do survey and in these 3-4 days we were always together wherever we go
我跟这位领导同志平时一点都不熟悉我看到他平时都敬而远之
I actually don't know this department head very well and usually I stay away from him
所以那几天把我们两个绑在一起我难受得不得了
But those days we are stuck together and I felt so uncomfortable
我就盼望这次出差早一点结束我可以回去
And I so much hope that this trip will end soon
但是如果我们跟神也是这样的关系的话
But if we have such a relationship with God, then we are doomed.
因为将来有一天我们都要被提到天上，要永永远远与我们的主同在。
Because there is one day we will be lifted to the heavens so that we can be with God eternally.
我们要羡慕摩西跟神之间那种亲密的关系。
We should envy the relationship that Moses has with God.
他单独的与神在面前，他非常非常的亲近神。
He is so close to God in front, face to face.
当他下山的时候
，When he came down from the mountain,
因为神与他同在，因为他亲眼见到神，他经历了神，以至于呢，他脸上摩西的脸上在发出光来，发出神的荣耀来。
Because he has been with God for so long, he had seen Lord and he has been with him, so his face glow.
以至于呢，他必须用手帕把脸遮上，他才能跟以色列人说话。
That he has to cover his face with veil in order to speak to the people.
我们看摩西的一生。
When we look at Moses' life.
他不单单在西乃山上的时候，那一年和神这么亲近。
Not only that one year that he was so close with God on the Mount Sinai.
在旷野的40年里面。
In the desert of that 40 years.
摩西常常单独的。来到营外，来到帐幕里面。
Moses often came to the tent.
神可以像朋友一样和摩西面对面的说话。
God can be like a friend to speak to him face to face.
像埃及记33章第七节里面说。
Like in the book of Exodus chapter 33 verse 7.
摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外，离营却远。他称这帐篷为会幕，凡求问耶和华的。就到营外的会幕那里去。
Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp.
第十一节，耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一样。
Verse 11, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend.
巴不得我们也能够像摩西一样，这样渴慕。神的同在，常常活在他的面前。
We hope that we all have this desire to be like Moses, to live in front of the Lord.
摩西与神的关系也提醒我们。
And the relationship of Moses and God also reminded us.
让我们想，我们蒙恩得救这么多年以来，一直到今天，我们跟神的关系如何
？Let us think about how long we have been saved by grace and how is our relationship with God.
我们每天花多少时间？来亲近他。
How much time we spend every day to get close to God?
一天当中最好的时间，我们在做什么
？The best time of the day, what were we using it for?
如果神恩待我们，感动我们，让我们每天来读圣经。
If God has this grace, so that we can read the Bible every day.
来亲近他。
To get close to Him.
我们是什么时候来读经来亲近他
？So what is the time that we choose to do it?
我们是每天最好的时间，清晨起来就来亲近他呢
？Is it the best time in the morning？
还是呢， 忙到最后，到最后一分钟，哦，我要读经了。
Oh, we're busy and do all our work, and the last minutes, then we remember to do it.
马上要到十二点了。
And it's already 12 o'clock midnight.
再不读就不算今天的了。
If we don't read it, then it will pass today.
我们渴不渴慕神？
Are we desiring God?
与神同在这本小书的作者劳伦斯弟兄、
The author of the book To Be With God, Brother Lawrence.
这位弟兄呢，他是1605年生在法国的一个很偏僻的小地方。
This brother was born in 1605 in France.
他出生的家庭非常非常的贫穷，以至于呢，他小时候没有受过教育。
He was born in a poor family, so he was not educated.
18岁当兵，不幸呢，在战争中受了重伤。
And when he was 18, he became a soldier and got hurt.
虽然最后呢被救活了，但是留下了后遗症，就是他的腿就残疾，所以他走路呢有一点一瘸一拐。
He survived, but then his legs got hurt and he became crippled.
他也没有什么能力，没有什么特长。
He has no specialty.
最后呢，他就给当地的一个小官员做一个差役，或者给人家做当差。
So then eventually he found a small job for an officer locally.
但是就是这样一个简单的工作，他说呢，他也常常做不好，他说自己总是笨手笨脚，常常会打破东西。
But even with a small task, he always make mistake and break things.
在那段时间里面，他非常非常的非常非常的郁闷。
In that period of time, he's always bothered.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
是冬天的时候，他看到外面的树木。
In the winter time, he saw the trees outside.
他说，在深冬看见树木干枯无叶。
He said in a winter, in the deep winter, he saw the wood without leaves.
让他想到说，寒冬过去之后，万象都要更新。
And then after the winter, then all the trees will be renewed.
说枯干的树叶到时候，枯干的树到时候还会开花，还会结果。
The withered tree will grow again and blossom.
在自然界的生生息息，让他看见神的信实、神的大爱、神生命的能力。
In the nature, the lifestyle show that he can depend on God for his faithfulness.
使他从心里面涌出对神的爱、对神的赞美。
So that he has this love to God from his heart.
这样呢，他越在这个世界上做呢，他心里面就这个世界越发不能满足他。
So when he is working for the world cannot satisfy him.
终于到37岁的时候
，when he was 37 years old，
他来到了修道院。
He came to this missionary.
但是呢，到修道院他不是去做一个僧侣，或者不是做一个修士。
But he did not went there to go to as a monk.
而是呢，在厨房里面工作。
But he worked in the kitchen.
他虽然知道自己笨手笨脚。
He knew that he is not good with his hands.
而且特别不喜欢厨房里的工作。
And he did not like the kitchen work.
但是他还是为这个机会而感谢主。
But he thanks the Lord for this opportunity.
因为他觉得说，也许神是借着这样一个机会来训练他，让他能够变得比较灵巧，不再那么笨手笨脚。
Because he knew that maybe God wants to use this chance to train him to be more good with his hands.
哪里知道这不是神的心意。
But that is not what God will.
结果他就以这种想法在厨房里面做了4年。
But he had that thought and he worked in the kitchen for 4 years.
面对厨房里面肮脏、刻板、千篇一律的工作，他心里面非常非常的难受。
He is very sad with all the same work every day.
在痛苦里面，神使他反省。
In the pain, he got revived.
他被神光照。
He was.Enlightened by God.
他发现，虽然他有这样的心愿，
he see that even though he has this will,
但是呢，他还是以他自己为中心。
But he is self-centered.
所以呢，他知道神要他跳出自我。
So he knew that God wanted him to leave self-centered.
不再以自己为中心，而是呢，以神为中心，以神为一切，所做的一切，让他都是呢，为着神而做，都是为着爱神而做。
Change from self-centered to God-centered, so that everything he does is doing for God.
无论做什么事情，都是专心的来爱神。
No matter what he did, will be wholeheartedly to love God.
他在看自己的时候，
when he was looking at himself,
他发现自己一无是处。
He see that he is not good with anything.
他一无所有。
He has nothing.
他觉得没有什么美德，没有什么能力，没有什么恩赐。
He has no specialty, he has no grace, he has no gift.
但是他有一个最宝贵的。
But he has the most precious thing.
就是他有一个心。
That he has this heart.
他可以用这个心来好好的来爱他。
That he can use this heart to love the Lord.
他可以把这个心毫无保留的来献给主。
He can give this heart wholly to the Lord.
结果呢？他整个的生命，他的生活，他的工作都因此而完全的改变。
And thereafter, his life changed.
从此呢，他满了喜乐，满了能力。
He is full of joy and he is full of capability.
因为他正因为他知道自己的软弱，因为知道自己的笨拙，所以呢，他不断的仰望主。
Because of he knew about his own weakness, so he looked upon the Lord.
仰望主的恩典和能力。
Look upon the Lord for his capability and grace.
也经历主的同在。
And to experience the joy with God.
这位弟兄的生命后来变得非常非常的美丽，到一个地步。
This brother's life becomes so beautiful that to a point.
以至于呢，享受神的同在已经成为他生命里面非常自然的一部分。
To enjoy being with God become a natural thing that he desires.
自然到像呼吸一样。
It's so natural to a point as if he's breathing.
他不论做什么，甚至他一面洗锅洗盘子，他都可以从心里面来赞美主。
No matter what he was doing, washing dishes or washing pots, he has this heart to praise the Lord.
后来呢，有人把他和他的四次跟别人的交谈，还有十六封书信整理起来。就成了与神同在这一本很薄很薄的书。
And later on, there are people who organize the 16 letters that he wrote into this book.
所以神借着这样一位默默无闻的在厨房里面工作的人，没有受过教育，又是瘸腿，但是呢，却能够经历神如此丰盛的荣耀的生命。
So God, through such a person who had no education, crippled, but can experience God's grace.
我们的当今的时代是一个非常非常紧张、非常非常纷乱，也是让我们常常忙碌、常常有各种各样压力的时代。
In our generation, the time is always tight, and we are always in chaos.
我们每天看到的是什么？我们每天经历的是什么
？Every day, what did we see and what did we experience?
是各种各样的坏消息。
Is it all the bad news?
是混乱。
Chaos.
是罪恶。
Sins.
是黑暗。
Darkness.
是教会里面也常常有许多的软弱。
And weaknesses in church.
常常让我们感到无力。
That we always feel incapable.
让我们灰心冷淡。
So that we give up.
我们应该怎么办
？And what should we do?
我们需要参加聚会。
We have to come to gathering.
我们需要跟弟兄姐妹一同来追求，一同来认识主。
We have to come to gathering to be with brothers and sisters to pursue the Lord together.
好的聚会
，a good gathering，
可以帮助我们跟神建立好的关系。
Can help us to build up the relationship of God.
是非常重要的，所以圣经说不可以停止聚会。
It's very important, and that's why the Bible told us not to stop gathering.
但是还不够。
But that's not enough.
我们看摩西的时候
，When we look at Moses,
我们发现圣经告诉我们说他还常常来到营外。
And we also see that Moses always came out of the camp.
到营外的会幕里去。
He went to the tent outside of the camp.
与神与我们的主单独的相处。
So that he can be alone with the Lord.
我们可以面对面的来经历他，来享受他的荣美。
We can be face to face to enjoy his glorious.
无论我们做什么
，No matter what we do，
是上班，是工作， 是学习，是聚会，是做家事，甚至我们开车，我们走路。
Going to work, going to school, at home doing housework, or even when we were driving.
你知道吗？神都在我们，都跟我们在一起。
Do you know that God is be with us in these situations?
我们有没有回应他的同在？
Did we respond to his presence?
我们有没有像劳伦斯弟兄一样学习时时刻刻的等候他，仰望他，与他同行，经历在主面前的满足和喜乐？
Did we do like what Brother Lawrence said, that await for his presence, await for his together?
我们怎样在聚会里面享受主的同在，被主带到天上？
How can we enjoy a gathering so that Lord can bring us to the heaven?
我们同样在单独来到神面前的时候，也要享受主的同在，也要经历被主带到天上的这样的。
Then at the in the same token, when we are alone, we have to enjoy God's presence to be with us.
我们跟神保持这样亲密的关系。
If we keep this close relationship,
神可以把它向我们完全的敞开。
God can open up totally to us.
让我们看见他的心。
So that we can see his heart.
使我们可以成为像摩西一样成为他话语的传递。
So that we can be like Moses, be his messenger.
我们来传递他话的时候才不至于错。
And then we would not be the messenger passing on the wrong words.
才不至于偏离。
So that we would not deviate from his word.
才能够带着生命。
So that our word will bring life.
才能够带着能力。
And bring the power.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
再给大家讲一个很多人都已经听过的小故事。
I'm going to tell you a story that maybe a lot of you already heard.
从前有一个老木匠。
There is this carpenter.
上了年纪，想要退休了。
Become old and want to retire.
他到他主人面前跟他说：“年纪大了，做不动了，我想要退休，先跟我的老伴去周游世界，然后呢，再找一个清闲的地方来养老。”
He went to his master and told him that I'm old, I cannot do work anymore, I want to retire so that I can be with my wife to go around the world, and then afterwards we'll find a place to settle down.
他是一个好工人，所以主人看到他要走，感到非常非常的惋惜。
He is a very good worker, so the master didn't want him to go.
就问他说，你能不能再帮我一个忙？
And the master asked him, can you help me to do one more thing?
再帮我，就是你退休之前帮我再造一栋房子。
Before you retire, can you make another house, build another house?
老木匠勉强地答应了。
So the carpenter agreed.
但是心不甘情不愿。
But he wasn't willingly to accept this task.
所以造房子的时候就偷工减料。
So when he was building the house, he took shortcut.
能偷懒就偷懒。
He became lazy.
造出来是一个什么呢？一个豆腐渣工程。
So what did he build? Something very shaky.
完工了，主人就来了。
At the end of the job, the master came.
他来了，拍拍这个老木匠的肩说。
And he put his hand on the carpenter's shoulder.
就说你过，谢谢你过去这么多年帮我的忙。
Thank you for all the help you did for me.
我没有什么好感谢你的。
And I have nothing else that I can thank you.
这栋房子就是我送给你的礼物。
This house is my gift to you.
请你务必收下。
And please accept it.
所以这个老木匠知道之后非常非常的懊悔。
And this carpenter was so regret what he did.
他非常悔，他说：“要是我早知道的话
，If I knew it, I would not have done it this way。”
神为什么把带以色列人出埃及进迦南这么重大的使命交给摩西呢
？Why God chose Moses to take up this huge responsibility of taking the Israelites out of Egypt？
神有这么大的力量，神有这么大的能耐，把两百万人从埃及带到。
God is so capable and he has all the power to bring this 2 million people out of Egypt.
当摩西40岁的时候，当他年富力壮的时候，他尚且不能胜任。
When Moses was young and strong in his age of 40, he could not qualify to do this work.
他80岁了，他能行吗？
And how can he become qualified at his age 80?
那么多以色列人，神为什么一定要看上摩西？难道除了他之外？就别无人选吗？
So many Israelites. Why God only fixed his eye on Moses? Is there no one else qualified?
神看重摩西什么？
But what did God fix eyes on Moses?
这位鉴察人心肺腑的神, 他知道摩西,
God is the one who tests men's heart. So he knew that Moses' faithfulness.
神的节选是不会错的,
God's choice is not wrong.
果然呢,
and Moses answered the calling.
他尽心尽意,
he has his whole heart, whole soul, and whole loyalty towards God.
我们看, 看那个在圣经里面, 所记载的神借着摩西所传给以色列人的律法，我们会发现，在这些记载当中，有一些我们读上去的时候觉得非常非常枯燥的细节。We
see that from the law that God passes through Moses, there are so many little trivial things that passed on.
比如说，我们读到神 向摩西所启示的会幕的样式的时候,
for example, God passed the image of the tent.
里面有非常非常多的细节,
there are so many trivial details.
这个会幕要怎么造?
How is this tent to be built?
我举一个例子,
let me give you an example.
这是约柜,
this is the ark.
这是会幕的中心,
this is the center of the tabernacle.
怎么造这个 约柜呢?
How do they build the ark?
神告诉摩西, 告诉他详详细细,
God told Moses the detail.
用什么样的木料, 要用造假木,
what type of wood to be used?
外面要包上金子,
that the outside should be covered with gold.
这个柜的尺寸多高, 多长, 多宽, 神都讲得清清楚楚。
How high, how wide, and how deep is this ark should be?
你可以再看前面吧。然后呢, 上面呢是基路伯, 对吧? 很稀奇的呢, 是在这个柜子的下边要装四个环, 就是那个蓝色的那个圈圈里面, 要做四个环。
On top of the ark is the cherubim. On the bottom of the ark are four holes.
做什么用呢? 是用来穿杠的, 要穿上两根杠。
The four rings are used to put the poles through.
装了杠之后, 祭司就可以把约柜抬起来。
With the poles, then the Levite can, the priest can hold up the ark.
他们就可以把约柜抬着走。
Then they can take up the ark to go.
如果是你是我来设计这四个环的话,
if you and I design where the rings will sit,
我们会把环设计在约柜的上面,
we will put the rings on top of the ark.
你抬东西的话,
if you carry things,
你会把那个杠放在, 比如说要抬一个柜子, 把那个杠放在柜子下面吗?
Would you put the poles on the bottom of the box?
当然是放在上面, 这样才好抬, 才稳。
Of course, on the top so that it's easier to carry.
所以如果我们对神的话不忠心的话,
so if we are not faithful to God's word,
如果我们用自己的聪明的话,
if we use our own wisdom,
我们设计出来的就跟神要求的不一样,
what we designed would not be the same as God required.
但是神这样设计是有目的的,
but God has his purpose.
我们不能改,
we cannot change.
为什么要这样设计呢?
Why he has to design like this?
就要求 抬约柜的祭司要非常非常的忠心,
so that the priest who are carrying the ark has to be totally royal.
不能有一点的闪失,
cannot make a little mistake.
所以摩西呢, 也是这样对神的忠心,
so Moses has this loyalty.
在大事上他对神忠心,
he is faithful in the big matters.
在小事上也同样要对神来,
and also in the small matters, trivial matters, he is the same way.
不是凭我们自己的聪明和意见,
not by our intelligence and wisdom,
乃是完全按照神的旨意来行,
but do according to God's will.
神拯救我们,
God saved us.
对我们每一个人都有他的托付,
to us, he has a burden to every one of us.
他把这些事托付给我们, 对我们的要求是什么?
And what is the requirements to us?
有一天我们都要交账,
every one of us has to report back to him.
交账的时候, 神对我们要求什么?
And when we report to him, what he wants from us,
如果用两个字来概括的话,
So if you want to use two words to cover the whole thing,
那就是忠心。
That is loyalty.
就是像摩西一样，在神的家里全然尽忠。
That is like Moses to be loyal, faithful in the house.
希伯来书三章五节告诉我们说，摩西为仆人，在神的家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 5. Moses was faithful as a servant to all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future.
摩西对神所交给他的责任忠心到一个地步。
Moses is so faithful to a point.
当他为以色列人代求的时候，
When he was pleading for the Israelites,
他说宁肯神在他的册上把他自己的名除去，也要以色列人能够得救。
He pleaded to God that he would rather erase his name from the chart so that the whole people can be saved.
他临死之前，
and before he died,
把以色列人带到离迦南只有一河之隔的摩亚地。
He brought Israelite to the land of Moab, which is only one river away from the Canaan.
然后把他领袖的责任交给约书亚。
And he passed on his leadership to Joshua.
他在山上远远看见神的应许之地。
From a mountain, he can see the promised land.
就是牛奶与蜜的迦南。
That is the Canaan with milk and honey.
他的心就满足。
And he is content.
虽然神不允许他进迦南。
Even though God did not allow him to enter into the land.
但是他毫无怨言。
But he did not complain.
至死向神忠心。
And he is faithful to the Lord till death.
过去我读到这里的时候，
In the past when I read to this,
心里面总是不太明白。
I did not understand totally in my heart.
觉得摩西好冤枉。
I felt that Moses was treated incorrectly.
他兢兢业业，辛辛苦苦，把那些顽梗不化的世界上最难搞的以色列人终于带到河边了。
Day and night for so many years he brought these rebellious Israelites into the close to the promised land.
已经能够看见了。
That he can see the promised land.
但是他却不能进去。
But he cannot enter it.
最近我才好像有一点点明白。
And recently I started to understand.
摩西为以色列人代求。
Moses plead for the people.
不是只在嘴上说说的，
Not just to say it in his mouth.
他是忠心的付上了代价。
But he used his heart as the price.
因为他心甘情愿的成为以色列人的代罪羔羊。
Because he is willingly to become the scapegoat for the people.
他担负着百姓的罪而被神所拒绝。
And then he bear the sins of the people so that he is rejected by God.
而不能进入迦南。
So that he cannot enter into the promised land.
告诉我们。
And it told us.
摩西对神是何等的忠心。
It showed that how Moses is so faithful to the Lord.
神要我们所做的。
God wants us to do.
不一定是要做多么大的事。
Not to be great.
只要一件事。
But just one thing,
就是忠心。
To be faithful.
而这个忠心呢，特别在小事上能够显明出。
And this faithful can be revealed through trivial matters.
许多年以前，
And many years ago,
我们教会的服事不是分成这样四个组。
Our service in this church was not divided into four groups.
那每个礼拜有一个特定的一个 weekday 要扔垃圾。
There is once a week during the weekday, there is someone who has to come to take out the garbage.
谁来负责呢？
And who is responsible for it?
大概我们当中大概没有几个人知道是谁负责。
We might not know who had been doing it.
但是我们的弟兄。
But our brother.
默默无闻的。
And never said anything.
每一个礼拜到那一天就来把垃圾扔到马路上去。
Once a week, he came to pull out the garbage.
这是向神忠心。
This is the faithfulness to Lord.
我们看摩西也是一样。
We look at Moses, same thing.
我们看保罗也是一样。
We look at Paul, same thing.
保罗到最后他可以说。
Paul at the end he can say.
他说我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。
And he can say that I am leaving the world.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good war.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
这是神的仆人。
This is the servant of God.
这是神忠心的仆人。
This is the faithful servant of God.
不是，不单单是我们起步的时候我们向神忠心。
Not just when we started the race to be faithful.
我们乃是向神忠心到底。
But we have to be faithful till the finish.
不是我们觉得自己灵性好的时候向神忠心。
Not that when we have high spirit and we become faithful.
在我们软弱在低潮的时候我们要继续保持对主忠心。
But when we are low and weak, we have to keep this faith.
我们在大事上向神忠心。
In great matters, we are faithful to the Lord.
我们在人的面前看得见的时候我们要向神忠心。
In front of people, when people can see us, we have to be faithful.
我们在小事上在人看不见的地方要向神
忠心。In small matters that people cannot see, we have to be faithful too.
我们前面说过，摩西在他许许多多的身份里面，最重要的身份就是先知。
We had mentioned that Moses has a lot of positions, but the most important one is being the prophet.
是神呼召他去宣告神的旨意，去让人悔改，去传递神话语。
That God had called him out to pass the word to be the messenger of him.
在这个传递神话语当中非常重要的一个地方，乃是就是传福音，就是报喜信。
The most important thing to pass the word is to spread the gospel.
罗马书第十章十三节到十五节说，第十四节十五节说，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等的佳美！
In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 14, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
我们得救，我们是君尊的祭司，我们是圣洁的国度，我们是属神的子民。
We are saved, and we are the precious priest, and we are the nations, and we are the people of God.
神召我们是要宣扬那出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
God calls so that we can be called out of darkness.
我们每一个人蒙恩得救之后，主都付给我们这样一个使命，就是呢，要传福音，要使更多的人得救。
After we are saved, God gave each one of us the same mission, which is to spread the gospel to have more people saved.
福音是我们每一个人都要传讲的大好的信息，而且传福音是我们每一个人的使命，是我们责无旁贷的使命。
Gospel is the good news that every one of us should spread, and also is every one of us' mission.
圣经告诉我们说，万物的结局近了。
And the Bible told us that the end of time is coming.
我们也知道主再来的日子也一天一天的近了。
And we know that the Lord's returning is closer.
看看我们的周围。
And we look at our surrounding.
还有许许多多的人没有得救，很多人甚至还没有听过福音。
A lot of people are not saved yet, and a lot of people have not heard of this good news.
等主再来的时候。
When Lord return.
我们就没有机会传福音。
Then we have no chance to spread the gospel anymore.
如果今天神为我们开了福音的门，让我们有机会去传福音，让我们问问自己，我们预备好了没有？
If today God has opened this door for us, are we ready to spread the gospel?
我们跟神是什么样的关系？
What type of relationship we have with God?
我们向神忠心到什么程度？
What degree of faithfulness we get to?
我们能够为主传福音吗？
Are we capable to spread the gospel?
我们凭什么传福音？
What do we depend on to spread the gospel?
主将福音的福者、使者这样一个身份赐给我们每一个人。
God gave us a status as messenger.
我们怎么样才能跟这个身份相称？
And how can we qualify as a messenger?
圣经说，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等的佳美！
And in the Bible it says that how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
我们是那个脚中佳美的报福音传喜信的人吗？
Are we the person with the feet bringing good news?
我们一起祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你救我们。
Lord, we thank you to save us.
谢谢你把你的生命赏赐给我们。
Thank you for giving your life to us.
愿主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
能够把这个生命彰显出来。
That we can reveal this life.
能够成为主你自己的见证。
That we can be the testimony of you.
用我们这个人能够把主你自己传给更多的人。
So that we can spread the Lord to more people.
使我们可以预备迎接主你自己的再来。
So that we can be prepared to receive your return.
因为我们知道当得救的人数满足的时候。
Because when we know that when the saved people's numbers has reached,
就是你荣耀降临的日子。
That is your glorious will return.
我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give all the glories and praises to you.
愿摩西成为我们每个人的榜样。
May Moses be all of our sample.
接着摩西，主，我们可以更多的来认识你。
Through Moses, so that we can know you more.
我们可以更多的、更好好的，主来爱你。
So that we can love you more.
靠主耶稣基督。
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.